Why not travel back in time and put to rest once and for all an ancient mystery that has long pitted scientists, archaeologists, and alien believers against each other? Visit the site of the Yonaguni Monument and see with your own eyes how exactly the monolith that currently lies under the rock at the southmost tip of the Ryukyu Islands was made. Is it merely a rock formation that was created by the repeated fracturing of the bedding plates by earthquakes over the years? Or was it, as many have argued, the last remnants of the lost continent of Mu? How else can we explain the presence of features that do not occur naturally through water erosion? Consider the pyramid-shaped pool, the regularly spaced circular holes in the rock face, and the traces of animal and human-like drawings. Furthermore, how should we explain the absence of loose rocks around the monument that would surely be present if the monument were formed by seismic activity? Finally, we need to resolve the main question at the heart of the mystery. How exactly could the very tiny Neolithic communities that lived around the area at the time possess the technological and physical capabilities that would have been required to craft a 5-story pyramid the size of 2 football fields? Is it relevant that the Yonaguni complex lies in an area of the Pacific long suspected of extraterrestrial activity? Is it just a coincidence that the Earth's 25th parallel north cuts through the Bermuda Triangle and the Dragon Triangle where the Yonaguni Monument sits? If not, then why does the Japanese government continue to restrict the airspace there? So many questions, so little time.